Hello. Hello.
Good evening,
Hello.
Ted. It is Sean with Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
Hey, Sean. Give me just 1 second. I'm trying to get through the front door.
That's quite all right.
I got an arm full of stuff. And, yeah.
Hold on. Hard.
Hey, thanks. All right, Sean, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Ted.
Oh, same to you. Same to you.
You guys are probably getting ready for tax season coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you had to say that, didn't you? You got any plans for 23? You got to do something fun.
Well, I'll make transactions less than $600. To my friends and family. I hear that there's a lot of deductions that are going away this year, so I'm not thrilled about that. But, yeah, my family, I'm taking to Europe.
You're going to Europe?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're rescheduling trips from 2020 because I don't remember. Something happened that year that we couldn't
go. I don't remember. Cooties.
Yeah, so we're going to Ireland, Switzerland, Netherlands, and Scotland.
What part of Switzerland?
Well, I got a loop there, 8 days in the country, so I think we fly into, not Geneva.
I've been to Switzerland. I've been to Chamonix. That's a big cable car ride up the Swiss Alps. I did that.
Did you love it?
It's probably, if you do that, it'll be in the top three most intense rides you've ever taken.
Oh, really? There's a lot more intensity there. I've seen people that, you know, kind of do the kind of base jumping and hang gliding and rock climbing.
Yeah, if you just want to ride up a cable car, it stops way above the tree line.
Mm. Yeah, we have a little route that we're doing Zurich and Lucerne and Basel and I think a few others. I'm still working the itinerary out. Yeah.
You'll have
How about
a good
you?
Time. I don't know. We're starting to talk about maybe getting out to Yellowstone. We don't know yet.
That's fun. Have you ever been?
No. No, I've never been.
It's a huge park. It's got its own Grand Canyon.
Yeah, we've got a place in West Palm, and I go snorkeling every day. I'm down there. Before we had children, I used to go fishing in Alaska in the summertime, driven across country. I've done some things around, but I've never been to Yellowstone.
I think you'll like it a lot, because it's nearly three states. It's Wyoming. Part of it is in Montana, and it's close enough that you can also check out Idaho if you've never been.
Yeah, so that might be, and I don't know, I guess you fly out there and either you rent an RV or you stay in a big log cabin somewhere. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You know what? Montana is very underrated. I think we flew out to Bozeman or something like that, but we drove north to Glacier, which is on the border of Canada and Montana, and that was just spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. So that might be if the insurance isn't too high, and we've got some money left over, we might be able to make that trip.
That's kind of why I'm calling you. Wanted to just get an update on the young ones on the policy and find out, are they still in school? Have they graduated? Are they still living at home?
Yeah, they're still in school. And, they're getting close, but they're still students.
They're getting close. Okay. Do we have any that are... that would have made like an honor roll or dean's list.
Yeah.
The most recent semester.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
who would
Sierra's,
that have been? Sierra.
Sierra. She's in the honor society.
Excellent. Where does she attend again?
She's at Nova.
Okay. So she still takes her car to and from classwork.
She does.
Okay. Well, that's good. And what's Cheyenne?
Well, Cheyenne's kind of in between. She was taking classes. She did not take classes for this spring semester. But she wants to finish up, and so yeah, she'll probably she might get something going this summer or the fall at the latest.
I see. Are there any vehicles that you would have removed or sold?
Without telling you?
Yeah, maybe I'd forgotten. That's more common than you think.
No, I don't know how many cars I have right now. If I had to count, I would say there's 2, 4, 5, 7. Is there 8? I don't know.
There is 8, yeah.
8?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's probably enough.
And are we still thinking that the Buick and the Plymouth are still valued at about $100,000 apiece?
Yeah, I haven't driven those in a year. I gotta after tax season, I gotta get those back on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I got involved in doing some renovation work, and it took most of my time this year.
Oh, no kidding. What did you renovate?
Well, I helped my brother buy a house down in West Palm, and I thought it was just going to need a little repair, but it was almost a total renovation.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Wow. So he moved to West Palm? That's kind of jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a nice place to be.
It's awesome. If you like going in the water, it's pretty nice. That's where the Gulf Stream comes closest to the U.S. So you have.
I would think that would probably be like Destin or Panama City. Are you talking from the Atlantic?
Yeah, I'm on the Atlantic side. You're over in the Gulf.
Yeah.
West Palm's on the Atlantic, about 45 minutes north of Fort Lauderdale, about an hour and a half north of Miami.
Okay. You said the Gulf Stream passes through and it
that's where it comes closest. West. That's where it comes closest from the to the U.S. and then it kicks out and works its way, I guess, on over towards England or something.
Oh wow!
It's kind of a big
every day.
It's kind of a big deal, yeah.
Are there any vehicles that are just you know, besides the two antiques that are just being used for pleasure or backup vehicles?
The Mini Cooper and the Toyota truck, let's see, that's four. Those don't get used a lot. The truck probably gets used. The truck probably has, if I had to guess, I would say 9,000 miles on it maybe. I don't know. I could go look, but what year is that truck? How long have I had that truck?
That's 2018.
So it's 4 years old, 2,500 a year maybe.
Is Mini Cooper still being financed?
That's a wife question. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to ask.
And then which car is driven by the girls?
Principally the Jeep and the Honda CRV.
Okay. So respectively, which does Sierra drive and which does Cheyenne drive?
Sierra's on the Jeep and Cheyenne's on the CRV.
Okay. Very cool. That's how we had everything coded. So anything new besides that? Most of the information we still have is correct?
Yeah, we haven't really made any big moves in automobiles. My next vehicle is probably going to be a Hyundai. It's probably going to be one of those G90s. I like those.
G90. Is that made by Genesis?
Yeah.
Oh, the GV80?
No, that's a little smaller. That's kind of an S. It's not an SUV, but it's a. The G90 is their big sedan.
Okay. I think the GV80 might be like maybe a compact SUV.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at one, GV8. Yeah, they just didn't have any in stock for me to test drive, I guess. It was a high demand vehicle. It's a nice looking vehicle though.
Yeah. Now we got the auto show coming up in January. Down to convention center. And if you want to look at cars, that might be an option.
There used to be one near my house in Sterling, all the time.
Really?
Where is this car show?
Well, it's at the convention center. It's a new car show. They typically have it once a year. I think it might have got canceled once or twice because of COVID. But
are you talking about at the the Dulles Expo?
There's a convention center in D.C. You got to go downtown.
Oh, okay. Which of your vehicles are you taking there?
Well, this is it's a place where they. The manufacturers display their new models.
Oh.
It's kind of fun. So if you wanted to see a G90, it might be there. Or if you wanted to see a GV80 or whatever it is, it might be there.
Oh, cool. So they're kind of unveiling their latest 2023 models?
Yeah.
That's cool. I've never heard of that. Have you been before?
Yeah, we kind of go on an irregular basis. Sometimes we'll go 2 or 3 years in a row, and then we'll back off for a year or two. But it's kind of fun. You know, if everybody's participating, they'll have 15, 20 car manufacturers there, anyways. And you can get to see their latest models all in one place. You don't have to drive all over town looking for the dealerships.
Wow. And so you can, I imagine you could probably put in an order for a car at that car.
Well,
show.
they
I think they'll direct you to a dealership. They can steer you in the right direction. They don't sell cars there.
Mm.
It's just a place to go look.
It would have been nice. Maybe you'd bought the car before 2022 ended. That's what I did. I bought a new F-150.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Made sure it was 6,000 pounds.
Nice. And you're probably thinking about using it for business too, aren't you?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Hopefully that deduction doesn't go away anytime soon.
And that'll be around for a little while.
Is there anything that you know about that the ordinary taxpayer ought to be aware of?
This is what I think. I think back in the 50s, the tax system, it was a half a dozen forms that were available so that you could calculate the taxes that you owed and, you know, get your taxes paid. The last 30, 40 years, the tax system has become a socialistic series of programs with a lot of credits and deductions. It's gone beyond paying your income taxes, and they put all of this on the accountants. Whether it's the child tax credit, the earned income credit, the energy credit, you know, whatever. And the taxes have gotten more complicated because of this evolution into more than just paying your taxes.
Well, that's more billable hours for you.
Well, it is, but then you got to find good help. Have you had any luck finding good help? It's hard.
It is hard, yeah. We've had a couple situations that didn't work out. And it ate a lot of my time. You know,
even like the energy credits for the new automobiles. You ought to see what they've done to those.
For the electric ones?
Yeah, you can take an 8-credit-hour class just on what they've done with the vehicle credits. It's unbelievable.
A lot of those EVs are having battery issues. Barely tuned.
Yeah, they are. And I think they're more expensive to insure.
I think so.
I know down in Florida when they had that Hurricane Ian, they had the salt water come up and wet everything on those EVs, and then they dried it out and they started corroding. 4 or 5 days later, they started catching on fire. And the fire departments down there were very frustrated with it because they couldn't get the fires out, but they had to leave a few of their guys there to watch it burn. And so the fires from those EVs had all the firemen tied up. It was a mess.
Oh, really?
Now, I'm not saying, corrosion apparently, once it starts corrosion, then they just ignite.
It hasn't really stopped people. We've had a lot of people buying Teslas recently. Actually, we insured one today.
Yeah. And they're good. You know, the batteries, I think, have a 7-8 year life. And so you're probably okay for a period of time.
Planned obsolescence is probably what
the,
that is.
the hybrids are kind of interesting. I had a friend that just bought a Jeep hybrid, and then we got that Arctic Blast. He said he had gone 7 miles because he had the heater on. Said he'd gone 7 miles and half his battery was used up. Those hybrids have a range of like 30 miles. And with the...
I've actually seen if it gets below freezing, they won't charge the battery.
With the electric cars, it's all about range. And Tesla's got a pretty decent range. And they get a few hundred miles.
Yeah. Well,
but
I still like the old-fashioned feel of a gas-powered vehicle. I'm actually looking for a reason to take it down to Florida.
Yeah. No, it's this EV thing. I mean, it's something that we're still trying to figure out. I did hear that it costs more to insure them, and it's probably because those batteries are $20,000-$25,000.
It's because it's more sophisticated to repair, so it's more billable hours for the mechanic because the whole thing is basically a computer.
Yeah.
So even small damage, when it goes to the body shop, they got to really take off every panel, disassemble things. It's much more time intensive than, a car without all the technology. Basically just replace the aluminum panels and paint them, and repairs were much simpler before.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see where all this goes. And then they're not buying gas, so they're not paying the gas tax. So the states, I think, are trying to figure out how to tax them because they're using the roads just like the internal combustion automobiles, but they can't tax them because they're not buying gas at the gas pump. So we're probably going to see a pass through tax on the EVs, I'm guessing.
I guess you'll be the first to know.
Oh, it's always an accountant's work is never done.
Yeah, your office will be getting flooded with documents in a couple of weeks. Lots of emails.
You keep in touch with Matt?
Yeah, we were texting earlier today. Actually, I haven't seen him in a few months, but we were talking about having breakfast maybe Thursday morning.
Nice. Yeah, I think we're supposed to try to get together too. I think we were trying, but we kept missing each other. And then the holidays came.
Yeah. He's got a nice new condo, same place.
Yeah. I think he got a better view is what he told me.
He got the penthouse on the top floor. I still haven't seen it, but I'm probably due for an invitation. Into the housewarming.
Yeah. I would think he might start settling down here pretty soon.
That's what it seems like. I guess when we sit down at breakfast, I'll ask him about that because I know it's been getting pretty serious with his lady friend. I think they're maybe living together.
Yeah, I think that's where they're headed. And you're telling me. If he files a joint return, he could probably save a few bucks.
There you go. Well, I wanted to just touch base with you, make sure that all of our information on your pending renewal was up to date, and it seems like it is. I do have one option for you if you're interested. So we've been quoting with a few different carriers, and one of them is Hanover Insurance. They're a New York-based independent insurer, similar to how Erie is based out of Pennsylvania. They're about even on the auto insurance, but their home insurance rates are about half of what's a pending renewal. Maybe about $780 per year to insure your house. So all in all, it might be like a $600 net savings if we looked at that option instead. Totally up to you, though.
Our house is unique. Wonder how much work it would be for them to give you a quote.
Well, they actually matched the data that we had on file with Erie, right? So the log construction and natural gas. But it would still be settled on a guaranteed replacement cost basis, meaning there's not actually a limit on the amount of money necessary for any rebuild. I'm indifferent. You know, we get recommendations and pass them on to our clients, but at the end of the day, we continuously service our clients, so the carrier doesn't really matter to us.
And I'm indifferent. I mean, that's I don't know what the impact of going to a different insurance company for the homeowner's insurance would be. $600 a year, that's $50 a month. I mean, that's a decent savings.
It's not bad.
Some of these insurance companies are having a hard time.
Oh, a lot of them have lost money, and they filed their rate increases with the governing insurance boards, and we've just been getting a ton of phone traffic from, a lot of our competitors, and it's because they're getting their renewal notices, and they're searching on Google, and they're finding us, and it's been a good thing for us, but I guess with inflation, we all expected that virtually every product and service was going to go up in cost at some point. So we're just being a little proactive about it. And anytime that we notice that there's a larger increase, we're just kind of talking with our clients, making sure all our data is up to date. And then if there's any recommendations we can make, we let them know what's available for them.
Does this company in New York, do they have a decent track record?
They do. They've actually been around since 1852, so 170 years. They're just independent, and that just basically means like one of the more mainstream insurance carriers that runs a lot of television or radio ads. Their primary marketing tool is the independent agency. So independent brokers. And there's actually a lot of carriers that distribute that way, Erie being one of them, and maybe Cincinnati or Auto Owners. They're all very massive, but they just don't find it necessary to kind of promote on billboards or TV.
Well, what are you thinking? I'm okay if we want to try it.
Yeah, I wouldn't steer you wrong. I mean, in terms of coverage, it's identical. They have some of their own unique features and benefits. Like there's some cyber coverage built into the home insurance, but I was just letting you know what we found. I'm happy to set it up for you when the current policy expires.
I don't know that we've ever had a claim.
Not one that was at fault. You are correct about that. Yeah, two of the ones that you have had were not at fault.
Well, that was the automobiles.
Oh, you're referring to your homeowner's insurance.
What are you referring to?
You have not had a homeowner's claim.
Right,
I just remember that there were, I just remember that there were some involvements in some auto claims that were not at fault.
Yeah. So let's back up the truck. Are you, were you suggesting that the savings would be on switching the homeowner's policy or switching homeowners and automotive?
Both as a package. But I think the net would be still beneficial to you in your favor.
I'm indifferent.
I'm indifferent too. You know, you're more than welcome to call our agency for any time that you need servicing. But I just, I figured I would let you know what option was available. But if you'd like to, I'm happy to set it up for you.
Is this something that you would initiate, or is this something that you would put in place?
Yeah. So basically, the current policy expires on the 22nd. And so we would just submit new applications so that this replacement policy becomes effective the same day. And so there's no lapse in coverage or anything like that. We set it up for you, and then you just get an application and electronically sign it, and then the insurance resumes kind of transitions where the other one expires.
And you've already gotten a quote on this, a preliminary quote.
Yes, sir. I was putting in together while I was confirming some of the details with you.
Is it appropriate to say, let's take a look at it?
If you'd like to. The only thing maybe you could aid me with would be if there's any recent renovations that you've made on the home.
No.
That maybe we hadn't covered in the last couple of years.
No, we don't have anything going on. It's all been taking place outside of the house here.
Okay. So roof would have been the same.
Yeah, and they cover the garage. They cover the garage and the old cars as well.
Yeah, electrical, HVAC,
and
all of that still the same.
Yeah, all that's good.
Would you like a visual before you decide?
What's a visual?
Oh, just send over the proposal and you can let me know. Looks good.
Well, if you're comfortable with it, if we can identify the savings, you and I would probably agree. $6,000 is, $600 a year. Is that what you said, $600 a year?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's probably worth taking a look at.
We just got to be careful because, you know, we might have to report that savings to the IRS. So when you get those, when those savings transfer over to you, Ted, just make sure you don't send any money through PayPal or Venmo.
Yeah, I got you. I don't know anything about this company, but if they've been around and, you know, it's easy to file a claim and they've got a good reputation. If you do have to file a claim, they're there for you, then I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, I am calling it an evening right about now. I had a baby since I last talked to you.
Really?
So, yeah, I try to not work as late as I used to because She starts going to sleep around.
Is this your first one?
It is my first. Yeah, it is my first.
It is a life.
Her name is Holly. Her name
is
Holly.
It's a life-changing event.
It is. And so I try to be intentional about having dinner and playing with her. But what I can do is when I return tomorrow, I can make those accommodations and set everything up for you.
Well, it's, I mean, if it's 600 or better, let's take a look at it. You know, if it's a couple $100, I'd say let's not fuss with it. But 600, you're starting to get my attention.
Sure. I didn't know what it was until we just confirmed some of the information that we had. But
you know, if I can save $600 on a number of things, that's almost enough to get another old car.
We're close. Not quite there, but close.
Oh man. Now insurance for us, I mean, we don't have a lot of claim activity, so I'm indifferent.
Okay.
You know, if you,
well, if it did happen that way, then, you know, I just want to give you the peace of mind that it would be very similar coverage, if not better, than what is already in place.
Yeah.
So hopefully we never have to use it, but.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a look at it. We'll confirm the savings, and then we'll go from there.
All right. So I'll take a look at it tomorrow and do my thing and send it over to you. And if you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, have a very pleasant evening, Ted, and get some rest before the busy season.
Yeah, if we're lucky, you, Matt, and I can all gather at the, at the fireplace and maybe get some coffee and dessert or something.
Well, I would like that. Has Matt ever been to your personal residence?
We can all gather at the campfire. I'm sure he has. I think I might have taken him out to Cars and Coffee once. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm older now. I might have taken him out to one of those
Coffee.
Old cars.
That's around where, McLean?
Yeah.
Or Great Falls?
Yeah, yeah. Great Falls.
Now, can you go there as a spectator, or do you have to have a cool car?
No. It's a spectator thing, you know. It's very casual. I didn't get there much this summer. But what is fun is driving an old car out there early in the morning on, you know, when it's nice out. That's kind of fun.
That takes place outside of Katie's Coffee House?
It does. Off old Georgetown Pike.
Is that like a consistent thing, like every weekend?
Yeah, every Saturday morning.
Oh, neat.
And sometimes you see some pretty wild stuff out there.
Their breakfast looks pretty good, actually. That might be worth stopping by just for that. But no, yeah, there's a lot of pages on their Google. I wonder how they got associated with this car club. That must drive them a lot of business.
I don't know. You'll see a lot of expensive cars out there, probably driving an insurance agent crazy. See all
you
that exposure.
I think I should probably be up there. Yeah, yeah. What? Talk to Matt. I'd be happy to do that sometime.
Yeah, they got some, every once in a while they get some pretty crazy stuff out there. $1 million automobiles.
Well, Great Falls, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. No, that's the place for it.
Yeah. I'm texting them back now to confirm breakfast.
I think there was one morning I went out there and there was like, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 Ford GTs just parked one next to, you know, each other, just a row of Ford GTs.
And then the McLarens show up, and it just goes on and on and on.
That's all Saturday morning. It must be a little difficult to get a table there.
Well, there's not really much in the way of tables, and it usually is. This is the hard part. It usually starts winding down about 9 o'clock.
So it's an early morning thing.
Yeah. If you go out there at 7:30 in the summertime, you might not get a good parking spot.
Seems like kind of like a tiny place.
That's fine.
Well, don't let me hold you up from your own dinner plan, instead.
All right. Keep going forward, and I'll take a look at this stuff with you, the change.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put it on my desk tomorrow when I'm back in the office. So
okay.
Add that to my list of tasks.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah. Now you made me forget what I was going to do when I got home. Now I got to try to remember what I was going to do when I got home.
Sure. You'll spend the next half hour jogging your memory.
Yeah.
Figuring out what that is.
I got to take a 2-hour ethics class tonight. I know that.
That does not sound fun.
No. So I'm gonna start gravitating towards that, I think. And you and I can talk in the next day or two.
Sure. Anytime.
All right. Congratulations on the family expansion.
Thank you, my friend. We'll chat again soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.